The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this show may contain pre-recorded information.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
South Carolina Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick.
Good morning, Joey.
From the 5th District, Congressman Ralph Norman.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott. Welcome in.
Hi, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Live from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
What I'm hoping for is that the vicious, merciless beating and death of Tyria Nichols in Memphis brings about a new change and a new tone from the president. I hope that he is aspirational in what he wants us to do in Congress and uses the bully pulpit to encourage us to come together to move an agenda that will keep everyone safe in this country. But I also hope that he announces what kind of tools might still be left within his power and the power of the executive order that he is willing to deploy.
Representative Ilhan Omar describing what she hopes to hear from Joe Biden tonight as he delivers his second State of the Union. Now, I listened to that, and typically, I don't really care what Omar has to say about anything. But this struck me, and it made me ask the questions as she talks about the powers that Joe Biden has. What powers does this woman believe Biden has that he can accomplish this national unity that Omar speaks of? Bringing the people together that Omar is hoping for. Look, I wish our country was more unified as well. I think we all know we're never going to be totally in agreement. There are too many diverse ideas and too many people who have differences for us to always be totally united, but we could be a little bit more united behind our country, at least behind the idea that we are free Americans, that we have freedom of religion. I wish Ilhan Omar could respect our flag, the freedoms that our country was founded on. I wish she would respect my freedom to serve my God. There's a whole list of things that I could cite, but the truth is, people like Ilhan Omar is what's wrong with our country. Because there's nothing Joe Biden can say or do that's going to change someone like her. She believes she's a victim. Now, she's a member of the United States Congress, which I don't quite understand how anybody could send someone like her to the U.S. Congress, but they have repeatedly. So somebody in her district thinks that she has a little bit of sense, I guess. But in her mind, unity is for you and I to fall into line with her beliefs. And what she thinks Joe Biden can do tonight in a State of the Union speech, reading it from a teleprompter, I have no idea. So what will Joe Biden say tonight? What will we hear from Joe Biden in his State of the Union? And by the way, if you don't want to listen to it, Tommy and I will, so you don't have to, as always. But also, if you would like to listen to it, we'll be carrying the speech tonight here on 94.5 The Answer on the Salem Radio Networks. We'll have our own commentary, so if you do want to listen, keep it here on 94.5 The Answer throughout the evening. Our coverage starts around 7 o'clock tonight. So what will we hear tonight? Well, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre assures us that we will know this is a Joe Biden speech. Now, I don't know if that's good or bad. She says that we will hear certain themes in this speech. Of course, she can't give us any of the details. She can't give us any examples because she doesn't want to get ahead of the president's speech tonight.
When you hear the speech, you'll certainly hear there will be no question that this is a Joe Biden State of the Union speech. So just want to make that really clear. But, you know, don't want to get ahead of what you're going to hear from him. And so, again, it's going to be about ensuring our accomplishments and what we've done the last 2 years. He'll talk about that clearly. He'll lay that out. And, you know, and I've also said this before, this is a president that's incredibly optimistic, and he talks about the possibilities. He talks about not betting against the American people. And so you'll continue to hear those types of themes in his speech. But, of course, I'm not going to get into specific issues or political moment that we're in as he's still working through and dealing with the speech for tomorrow.
That means she doesn't really know what he's going to say. And when she says, oh, you'll know it's a Joe Biden speech, I wonder if she means that in a good way, in a way that there'll be some dramatic revelations, or we'll know that it's a Joe Biden speech because he'll stammer and stumble and not be able to read the teleprompter. And we'll know it's Joe Biden for sure. So what will we hear tonight? And honestly, do you even care what Joe Biden says in his second State of the Union speech?
I don't. I'm going to watch it because, like you said, we do, so you don't have to.
Yep.
I am so bothered by all the rhetoric about the economy. And I don't really want to listen to him tell me how great the economy is when I'm having to pick and choose where I didn't have to do that 2 years ago. My bank account says his advisors are wrong. My savings account says he's wrong. And for whatever reason, as we're leading up to this and as they're ramping up their side of the story, I feel like banging my head against the wall saying, what is wrong with you people? And that's what I'm worried about tonight.
That's a very negative attitude.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
My coffee's good. Man. That's positive.
Yes. You said exactly what Stephen Moore, a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation in economics and a former White House economic advisor to Donald Trump, wrote in his New York Post, and Stephen will be joining us later in the morning. But his column in the New York Post is titled, Six Lies Biden Will Tell in His State of the Union. He starts off by saying, when President Joe Biden stands before Congress and issues his State of the Union address Tuesday night, he will proclaim victory on the nation's economy. Most Americans are going to wonder what country he's talking about. Is that you, Tommy?
Yes, I am kind of curious what economy he's referring to.
Yep, because you're right. He's going to stand there and he's going to tell us what a great job he's doing. He's going to talk about, and here's some of the things that Stephen Moore points out. He says, number one, Biden will claim that he's reduced the budget deficit by $1.4 trillion. Moore writes, actually, no president in modern times even comes close to Biden in terms of fiscal recklessness. In his first 2 years, the national debt has risen more than $4.2 trillion. That's more than in any two-year period in American history. The deficit shot into the fiscal stratosphere of $2.8 trillion in his first year in office, and in 2022, it was still at one of history's highest levels, $1.4 trillion. Last year, our debt as a share of our gross domestic product hit an all-time high of 129%. Biden is like a school kid celebrating an improved report card because the first semester he got an F, but the second semester a D. And it goes on. Stephen Moore writes, Biden inherited an economy in free fall. That's what he'll claim. The truth is, when COVID hit the shores of the U.S. in 2020, the economy was shut down in the face of once-in-a-half-century pandemic. But by 2020 second half, the economy soared by more than 20%, and millions of Americans were moving back into their jobs. This was a historic recovery, Moore writes. 1 week after the election, thanks to Operation Warp Speed, the COVID vaccine was announced, which set the table for even stronger recovery. Instead, the economy has been limping forward with a weakening economic growth rate last year of 1.5%. That's the reality. That's not Joe Biden's reality, but that is the reality. And he goes on. He talks about inflation. Biden is going to say that inflation was high when he assumed office. Moore writes, huh? The average inflation rate during the Trump presidency was 2%. And in January 2021, the month Biden entered office, inflation was 1.4%. 18 months later, in the summer of 2022, inflation rose above 9%, the highest in 40 years. It ended the year at 6.5%. Food prices are still so high that CNBC just reported amid food inflation, more shoppers turned to dollar stores for groceries. Now that's the America that most people recognize, not the one that we'll most likely hear about in Joe Biden's speech tonight. But again, do you really care? I mean, because nothing Biden says tonight is going to make any difference. It's not like he's going to have some big revelation that's going to change things. The only thing that's going to change something is 2 years from now is when we get rid of Joe Biden. He's going to talk about that he has secured the border. Well, we know that's not the case. Since Biden took office, he's issued some 90 executive orders undoing Donald Trump's successful border enforcement policies. The biggest one, of course, was he stopped the construction of the wall. We got a pile of steel lying on at our border rusting that we've already paid for. But because Joe Biden is so stupid, he doesn't understand that a wall is the way that you secure your border, that you keep people from coming into your country that do not belong here. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday. In the 7 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons. Representative Timmons was recently named to the House Finance Committee and the House Oversight and Accountability Committees. We'll catch up with the Congressman. And as I mentioned, in the 8 o'clock hour, Stephen Moore from the Heritage Foundation will join us to talk about his column, The Six Lies Biden Will Tell in His State of the Union Tonight. It is 6:17 on this Tuesday morning.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
You know, electrical problems can be disruptive, inconvenient. They can sometimes even pose a threat to your family safety. When electrical systems aren't working the way they should, our modern-day technology, the heating systems, our medical devices, our internet that we rely on, they're just useless. You run the risk of losing those expensive steaks and the food that you're storing in your freezer. That's why you should reach out to the team at Viper Electric and have one of their qualified electricians come solve your electrical problems for you. Don't live with those kinds of issues like faulty outlets or breakers that keep tripping. Maybe your small business is unable to operate due to electrical problems, or you're looking to upgrade or expand your commercial property. Viper Electric has completed jobs across the upstate, from small residential repairs and installations to diverse commercial projects. No matter what your electrical needs are, you'll be glad that you partnered with Viper Electric. Because when you need professional service and electric work done right, you need Viper Electric. Call 864-304-1734. That's 864-304-1734. Find them online at ViperElectricSC.com. It's 619.
Sean Hannity sees an honesty issue with the president.
Joe Biden has fundamentally shown himself to be a completely dishonest man. When Joe Biden repeatedly said, I'd never one time had a single conversation with Hunter or any family member about foreign business dealings, he's just flat out lying. This is the guy that promised that he got arrested trying to visit Nelson Mandela. Another lie.
Get the right answer from Sean Hannity. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 94.5. The answer.
Beloved former basketball coach and educator Satch Sullinger knows you got to keep moving to stay healthy. But that's not so easy when your aching joints won't cooperate.
We still want to move and we still want to get around and we still want to be active, but we start to deteriorate the moment we quit moving.
QC Kinetics regenerative treatments help restore movement in stiff, aching knees, hips, shoulders, and back, using only your natural healing properties to help restore damaged joints. That's a huge positive for Satch.
It's working, and what I really like about it is there's nothing foreign put in my body. Everything that was put in my body has been taken from my body. I love it. I love it. Like I said, I want to live until the day I die.
Get rid of the pain and start moving again. Call QC Kinetics today for your complimentary consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
It's a new year and it's time to invest in your health. If you are sluggish, overweight, and missing a step in the bedroom, then book today at Low Country Mail. TRT plans start at $220 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. Did you put on an extra pant size over the holidays? Slim down and get healthy with our peptide weight loss plans. Get healthy, get lean, and get alpha. Stop making excuses and take action. The world certainly doesn't need any more beta males. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and I want to welcome you to this Prosperity Minute. That's right. We're going to take a minute and talk about what's going on right now in the economy, in the market. We've just seen the results of the election. I believe you're going to continue to see changes in volatility in the market because there's nothing right now that's directing the market to go in a consistent direction. So folks, don't be deceived by the rhetoric. Don't be deceived by the status quo that's telling you everything is okay and everything's going to be normal. Protect your money. Let me show you how to do an in-service rollover and protect your 401k or IRA. Let me teach you how to create a pension-like income with an income that you can't outlive. Let me explain to you what an inflation-friendly increasing income is. All you got to do is call us at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com.
Is it time to reevaluate your pillow? Imagine laying your head down and immediately feeling the muscles of your neck completely relax, your shoulders supported and pressure-free. No fidgeting, fluffing, or flipping your pillow. How good would it feel to get a night's sleep free of disruptions and waking up fully restored?
It's time to get fitted for the perfect pillow. Visit the sleep experts at Relax the Back in the shops at Greenridge and learn about the easiest way to get a good night's rest naturally.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers. Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
It is 6:23, 36 degrees at the GSP International Airport, 35 in Spartanburg and Anderson, pretty much 35 across the upstate, Lawrence, Clemson, 34 in Hendersonville, 32 in Rutherfordton, and 37 in Clayton. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday. Texter on the Big Rock text line says, to quote Ronald Reagan, a recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose your job. And a recovery is when Joe Biden loses his job. Substituted for Jimmy Carter, of course. That was a classic. And Ronald Reagan, I mean, what a president. And think of some of the one-liners that he gave us that we still use, just like that one. Texter says, they think he's the great and powerful Oz. Pay no mind to the old white guy behind the curtain. I mean, truly, what does Ilhan Omar think Joe Biden can say tonight that he's going to do to correct all the things that she thinks wrong? She talks about the power of his executive order. He's abused that power. We need a Congress And as we are going into 2024, and we are hopefully going to regain control of the U.S. Senate, I hope that one of the topics and one of the goals of a GOP-controlled Congress is once and for all, take away some of these executive powers. Because presidents, and I'm talking on both sides of the fence, Donald Trump used it too often. Being able for a president to be able to sign something with one of his fancy presidential pens and it become law of the land or a regulation that you and I have to abide by is wrong. We have a legislature. We have two houses of Congress to make laws. We don't need a president, a dictator, signing into making law of his own. Joe Biden has abused it. Donald Trump signed too many executive orders as well. I mean, truly, some of the things that Joe Biden has done, particularly, why do we even need a Congress? Of course, that's what he wants. 877-235-9405. Michael in Pickens says, what we'll hear is bumbling lies, bull truth. Michael's predicting 30% will be bumbling, 50% will be lies, 19% will be bull, 1% will be truth. Appreciate the breakdown there, Michael. Greg in Packlet's asking, or saying, I think Kevin McCarthy should tear up his speech and clap his hands in that smart aleck way that Pelosi said. That was classic, wasn't it? Nancy Pelosi tearing up Donald Trump's speech. Faye says, let's pray Biden gets laryngitis tonight. Electricity is too high to listen to him, and he would disrupt my sleep with his lies. Look, it's going to make you mad, so just get ready for it. If you're planning to watch the president tonight, you're going to be upset because Joe Biden has this way of standing there with full authority telling you something you know is a lie, but he has a way of saying it as if it's the truth, as if it's the law of the land. And that drives me insane. When he stands there and he talks about that he has reduced the deficit, and you know that he hasn't, when he stands there and tells you that he has reduced the cost of a gallon of gasoline, you know that he hasn't. Week 3 in the Alec Murdaugh trial began yesterday with the jury once again out of the courtroom part of the time as Judge Clifton Newman heard testimony on alleged financial misdeeds by Murdaugh. Prosecutors say that Murdaugh, of course, killed his wife Maggie and his son Paul at the family's hunting estate in June of 2021. Mark Tinsley took the stand yesterday without the jury present. He's the attorney for the family of Mallory Beach, the young woman who was killed in a boating accident in 2019 in a boat that Paul Murdaugh, the son, was driving. Tinsley said he had attempted to get Alec Murdaugh's financials and that a hearing on the matter was scheduled to occur days after the murders. He testified, pretty quickly I recognized that the case against Alec, if he were a victim of some vigilante, would in fact be over. It would be over, the prosecutor asked. And Tinsley said, yes, it would be over. Basically saying, hey, he was ready to throw in the towel on this liability case when he learned of the murders. Maybe that was part of, if in fact Alec Murdaugh is guilty, you know, everybody's speculating on the motivation, on his motive. That could be part of the motive. That's part of the speculation. After that testimony, Judge Newman determined that he will allow financial testimony in the trial as long as it can be used as a motive for the murders. The jury then returned to hear testimony from Shelley Smith, a caregiver for Alec Murdoch's mother, who has who's living with Alzheimer's. She testified that Murdoch was at the home for about 20 minutes the night of the murders. Now, the significance of that is Murdoch has been telling in his testimony that he was there for 30 to 40 minutes. Smith, who was crying on the stand, said that Murdoch had returned and asked her to say that he had been there for 30 to 40 minutes. So he needed that alibi. He needed to for her to confirm that he was there longer than he actually was for some reason. At one point, as she's crying on the stand, the prosecutor asked her why. She says, because it's a good family and I love working there and I'm sorry all this happened. Good people, you know. The defense attorney, Jim Griffin, followed up with that saying, what did you mean by good people? And led her to say that Alec Murdoch is a good person, which is, of course, what the defense was hoping she would say. 877-235-9405. We'll check in with Taggart Houck maybe tomorrow and get an update on Colleton County. It's 6:31 on The Morning Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.